Our enrollment dates for the January cohort of the CCC 2.0 program is January 9th through the 20th. We're going to be opening up 10 spots for captivating sessions, which are our 60-minute calls where we're going to get really clear on where you want to be in the next 12 months in your love life, where you are right now, what's going on right now in your love life, and what exactly is holding you back. And you're going to walk away with the next best three steps in order to move your love life forward. We're going to get clear on if you are actually the right fit for the program. So this is going to be a perfect time for you to apply. We're opening up 10 call spots, but we're only going to accept three women into the program based upon who's going to be the best fit. So if you have been curious about CCC 2.0 and you are a successful woman who wants to feel more confident when it comes to dating and courtship so that you can stop emotionally attaching to men too soon, you want to meet a man who will commit, and you want a blueprint in order to court for commitment so that you can get married, this is the time to apply. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching in order to book your captivating session. You can go to the link in the show notes for details as well. Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today we're talking about what you need to do. We're just giving you some insight, some perspective, so that you stop emotionally attaching and attract better men. So this episode is going to be for you if you struggle with confidence or feeling secure, getting very anxious, and emotionally attaching to men too quickly when you are attracted to a man, especially if you tend to be attracted to men who are non-committal or emotionally unavailable. This is going to be a episode for you. So if you've already tried therapy, you've been reading books, like for example, maybe you've been reading Attached or different books about attachment styles or how to maneuver relationships. And maybe you've even invested in some personal development beyond therapy. Maybe you've done some life coaching or different seminars or courses, but you've been focused on being better. You have been making some efforts. Like I said, you've done therapy, or you have been reading books on how to break certain patterns, or you've been listening to this podcast. You've been invested in personal development, and you're in a space where you do feel more confident. Like, yeah, I feel more confident. I feel like I have been healing from my past. I've been investing in a better version of me. And that makes you feel very good about yourself. On top of that, you've been working really hard. You've been smashing your financial goals. You've been going on trips and traveling. You've been trying to level up in life. You've seen the results of that, and you are able to manifest great things in your career and when it comes to your hopes and your dreams. And you feel like, I'm turning out pretty good, right? Like, I'm doing better. This year isn't like last year. I am making progress. Yet, you can't figure out why all of this growth and all this progress isn't translating into your love life. And it's not helping you to actually attract better men, or at least men who are ready to commit and men who are ready to find that life partner so that you can get married, so that both of you can get married, right? Let's have this conversation. Because even if you're really confident on the outside, you're confident in other areas of life, but you're really struggling internally, you're struggling a lot with your anxiety or your overthinking or your emotional attachment or not feeling as confident on the outside or the inside as you are on the outside, then all of the growth, all of the things that you've been doing, it can feel like it's something still missing. It's not fully connecting. When it comes to how I show up with men, how I show up in my romantic relationships, it seems like when it comes to that, everything goes out the window. So if that is you and you know that you've been anxiously attaching and emotionally attaching to men too soon, a lot of this is going to be due to you not actually being clear on how to know if a man will commit and how to maneuver the courtship process in a way that leads to actual commitment. We tend to feel uncertain or anxious. We naturally show up this way when we feel out of control, when we feel like there's a lack of control, when we feel like there's a lot of gray areas and uncertainty, we get really scared. Like that's a natural human reaction, that when we feel out of control or we feel very vulnerable, we go into survival emotions and survival actions as well, because everything starts with how we're thinking, right? You're having those survival thoughts, that fear, that worry, that anxiety starts to trigger you mentally, creates emotions that reflect fear and anxiousness and nervousness and, you know, just feeling like it's feeling very risky. And that makes you uncomfortable. And then that manifests into how you show up with men and in relationships, which may be clingy, anxious, needy behavior. It could be avoidant behavior because you are very fearful of being vulnerable and being seen. But you have all these different things that's sabotaging your actual growth. And because of that, you're not going to attract the type of relationship and type of man that you want because you're drawn to the familiar. So when we do this, when we're operating in a space of attachment, of feeling really anxious, lack of confidence when it comes to relationships and men, and you're not feeling very secure, we create situations in our head that cause us to overthink and to assume the worst. Okay, we're doing that because we're trying to predict the future. And for us, a predictable future is going to be based upon the disappointment and the rejection that we've felt and we've had in the past. Even if you don't have a lot of relationship experience, maybe you haven't ever had an actual relationship, you've never been married, you've never really been with someone in a serious way, if you've experienced any abandonment, any type of lack or emotional insecurity, rejection or disappointment in your childhood trauma, right? That will still manifest in your relationships. That still feels familiar for you. So even though you don't like men who are emotionally unavailable, you don't like men who, you know, avoid or stonewall you, you don't like men who aren't ready for commitment, that still feels familiar for you. And you're going to create those situations in your head that cause you to overthink, even when a man is secure, even when a relationship starts to feel that way, because you're going to assume the worst. You're going to assume that he's just going to call one day and say he's no longer interested, that he's just going to change his mind, that you're going to get really attached and just get disappointed. You're going to create all this confusion that's just going to cause you to feel worse, okay? And this habit can be really hard to break when you don't actually have clarity on who are the right men for you, on what men will commit, and how to maneuver the courtship process. When you don't have clarity, you'll continue in this cycle over and over again. Your brain is just simply trying to make sense of relationships and the men that you're meeting by looking for past confirmation. Your brain is looking for confirmation that it's going to happen again. You're going to get hurt again. You're going to get rejected again. And it's just simply trying to protect you by warning you, even if it's not true. So that's also important for you to understand that just because you think it doesn't make it a fact. Just because you've created this belief doesn't make it a fact. But when we have these beliefs in our head, they trigger emotions within us. And then we react in those emotions, right? That's how we show up, by those triggered emotions. And then that ends up manifesting exactly what we wanted to avoid. The only thing that your past experiences are rooted in are survival emotions. Your brain is not wired to help you find love. Your brain is not wired to help you to attract the right partner. Your brain is not wired for happiness. Your brain is wired for survival. That's it. Your brain's job is to keep you alive. It's to keep your body functioning. It's to keep you alive. It's to protect you. And it goes back to prehistoric times, right? When we were just out in nature surviving, right? You had the saber-toothed tiger and all these other situations out in nature where you had to survive, right? So this is how we've been wired for a long period of time. That's just our human instincts, that fight or flight, right? But this is just how we are. So you have to understand how you work and how you operate and understand what's going on within you that's making it really difficult for you to not emotionally attract and to keep attracting the same types of men. So when you're operating in a place of safety and security, that's due to the past experiences that you've had, those past disappointments, that past rejection, that past fear and hurt, you're just operating in a place to keep you safe. So although therapy and books on attachment and personal development books and, you know, anything having to do with manifestation and vibrations, like I'm all for all of that, 100% all for all of that. Go do it, invest in it, enjoy it, love it, okay? All of those things will help you to understand who you are in this process and what you've been through. It's going to give you a very grounded understanding to understand why these things are coming up for you, right? But when it comes to relationships and this dating and courtship process, the past version of you, that history, the old you, the past trauma, the past disappointments, we have to leave that behind. And we have to be willing to grow and step into a new version of you. And that's a good thing. Growth is good. Change is good because the person that you've been has led to the experiences that you've had in the past. Aside from childhood trauma, you know, we know that that's not your fault. But the past experiences when it comes to dating and relationships, whether it's been rooted in childhood trauma or not, doesn't matter. The point is that how you've showed up in the past and how you thought about it and how you've felt and how you've reacted in the past has led to that version of you that it's not working in your love life. So you have to be willing to put both feet into the future and grow into that new and improved version of you, which is a great thing. We don't want to stay the same, right? We want to grow. We want to explore. We want to become really curious about ourselves. We want to look forward to being better. Just because you're growing doesn't mean that the old you is broken. It's just that you are looking to improve, right? You can have a beautiful home. You can buy a beautiful house. But when you decorate it and you add some new decor, it's even better. Right? It doesn't mean that the house was a bad house. We're not saying that you have to demolish the house. We're just saying like it's time for an upgrade, right? That doesn't mean that if you have your old iPhone that is anything wrong with the version that you have right now. But when that new version comes out, it's an upgrade. It's new and improved features. So we just want a new improved version of you. It's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. But that old you that attracted those old experiences, we have to step into a new you, okay? We have to step into a you that isn't rooted in survival so that you're no longer looking for partners based upon survival. This is going to result in low quality relationships, even if you attract a relationship, even if you attract a partner, if it's rooted in survival, you're going to attract low quality relationships and men who won't commit. And that's not what you want. You've worked too hard in life. You've gone through too many things to keep attracting those types of relationships. That's not where you wanted to end up. Now in CCC, we call this when you're in that space of attracting those relationships off of survival, we call this wounded princess energy. So the way that we help you with this in the program is in the first 30 days, we need to address these beliefs, these wounds. We need to address these things so that we're stepping away from wounded princess energy, that emotional attachment, those low value quality feelings, and that lack of confidence. And the new you is going to step into being a captivating queen. And a captivating queen, when you're on your throne and you're in that space of being empowered in your love life, you will not emotionally attach to men who will not commit. It takes time and it is a process. So this isn't overnight. Okay, there's no magic pill, you will have to make some shifts and changes. And I want you to know that so that when you make the decision and say, hey, I'm ready to go all in on my love life, I'm ready to join CCC, that you do understand that the old you is going to have to get updated. Okay, we're going to have to make some improvements. We're going to have to get some decor. We're going to have to throw some bells and whistles on you. Okay, girl? And that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It makes me think about, this just came to mind as I'm having this conversation, as my daughter was getting older. My daughter is 16 now. And so when she started going through like puberty and everything, and her eyebrows started getting thicker, and she didn't like her eyebrows. She's probably going to kill. I wonder if she can hear me recording this. But she didn't like her, I'm going to whisper. She didn't like her eyebrows, right? Her eyebrows started getting thicker and they didn't have any shape to them. And I don't have naturally thick eyebrows. That's not something that I've been blessed with. So I never had to do like waxing or threading or tweezing. I can do it if I want, but it's not something that I have to do because it's just, I have to fill in my eyebrows to give the illusion of eyebrows. It's not something that I was just gifted with. And so for her, she had thick eyebrows and they didn't have any type of shape or anything to them. So she didn't like them. And it was something that was making her feel a little insecure that her eyebrows were so thick. But at the same time, she had this thought and belief that if she has to get her eyebrows waxed and done, or if she has to get them shaped, that means that hers are less attractive and if there's something wrong with her, so she'd rather just not touch them at all. And especially because I didn't have to get my eyebrows waxed, it was almost like this deficient thought process of like, well, I think you're beautiful and you don't have to get yours done. Why am I giving these eyebrows that I have to get done? So it was just a misunderstanding of, one, just how body hair works and genetics and different things. There was a misunderstanding of expectations when it comes to like grooming and what's normal and what's not. And so in her head, because she had to get her eyebrows waxed, that means there was something wrong with her. And I had to have a conversation with her like, no, it's normal. It's actually something wrong with me. I'm the deficient one here. I'm the one that lacks eyebrow hair, right? But because she didn't have an understanding of what to expect or what's normal or what's not and what's just a normal beauty procedure and grooming that so many women have to go through, and as women, girls are coming of age and are getting older, you know, if they want to groom, if they want to beautify themselves, it's just normal. It's not a big deal. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean your brows are broken. It doesn't mean you're less desirable. It's just a part of grooming. It's just something that you do. It's not a big deal. But for her, it was a big deal. And so we had to have conversation about beauty standards, about, you know, different options. You don't want to tweeze. You don't want to wax. You don't want to, okay, so what are the options so that you feel good, so that you feel confident? Because the option that we're not going to have on the table is you being unhappy and feeling like you're unattractive or there's something not desirable about you when you have the option to change. This problem can be fixed overnight. Like literally we can deal with this right now. You don't have to wait overnight. We can deal with this today. Like we can get this out the way so you can overcome this insecurity, overcome this wound that's starting to develop about your own desirability. We can just fix this right now. We don't have to sit in this. And whatever thoughts or emotions that's been brewing within you that's making you feel less desirable or not good enough or broken or any of those things, like this is a fixable issue. So we don't need to sit in fixable issues. And I'm very, very intentional about having those types of conversations with my children now as teenagers and even when they were younger about like making decisions that can move you forward and understanding that like most problems can be fixed. You just have to be willing to either put the time into it or put the money into it or both. But most problems can be fixed. So if it's a problem that can be fixed, let's fix it. That's what time is for. That's what money is for. We don't need to just sit in problems, right? So we had the conversation, got her understanding of like expectations, but there was a disconnect in her understanding of what's normal, of what needs to be done, of herself. And so she had all these beliefs that's just like, it's just not true. And if you're in that space and you've been operating in wounded princess energy and with just beliefs and a lack of understanding of what's normal and what's expected and how to maneuver this process when it comes to dating and courtship, I don't bet, but if I did, I would be able to put some money on the fact that you have a lot of misunderstandings and expectations that's causing you to sabotage and to emotionally attach because you just don't know what you don't know. And so you're making decisions from low quality feelings and emotions and from wounded princess energy when you just need to understand what to expect, what men will commit, what's the courtship process, who are the right partners for you so you can embody that captivating queen energy and be that version of you that's going to attract better men and have better outcomes. I call these your thrive partners. When you are out of survival, then you can attract partners that you can thrive with. We don't want you attracting men that you can just survive with. That's like basic, right? Food, sex, shelter. Will you have sex with me? Will you cook with me? Will you live in this shelter? And that's it, right? We want you to have partners that you can actually thrive in life with. And because you're thriving and you're in that captivating queen energy and you're no longer operating in wounded princess energy, and you're no longer in that survival, then the men who are thriving will also be attracted to you. And you won't trophy them where you feel like you have to chase or pursue or put them on a pedestal where you can't even fully be yourself with them. We want you to feel like you're in alignment. We want you to be in alignment with them so that you're actually meeting those men where they are and they're meeting you where you are. So if you have been emotionally attaching, you've been in this space, then I want you to consider some of these things, these questions that I'm going to give you right now. I just want you to ask yourself these three questions and just check in with yourself. Or if you're not sure, I want you to check in with yourself. So the first question I want you to sit with and ask yourself is, what do you believe to be true about dating and courtship that isn't? Ask yourself that. And what I mean by that is I want you to just sit and think about what are some of the beliefs that you have when it's just you and your bathroom tile and your bathroom mirror, it's just you and yourself alone, those conversations that you have about why you're undesirable or why you can't find someone or why you'll never get married. I want you to think about what are the thoughts that you believe to be true about relationships, about men, about yourself, about dating and courtship that isn't. And you'll know that it's not true because there's proof out there in the world that it's not true. So let's say you have a belief that because you're a woman who's over 35, you'll never be able to find a partner. Men don't want women who are over 35, and so you're going to be single for the rest of your life. Do you have evidence around that's not true? If you're in the CCC program, you can go through the love stories and you can just go to the testimonials. If you're listening to this episode, you can go on, whether you're searching on the website, on our podcast page on our website, or if you're on your podcast platform, search for our captivating testimonials. First of all, most of the women that we work with are over 30, over 35. All of our testimonials, just about all of our testimonials are women who are over 30 or over 35. But listen to those testimonial episodes. You can just search captivating testimonial when it comes to our website or on your podcast platform. Listen to those testimonials. Listen to the different stories, the different situations of those women as proof that it's not true, that women over 35 are getting married every day. Women over 35 are having children every day. So if you have any of those beliefs, or if you're telling yourself a woman over 50, look for proof and evidence that that's not true. If you're telling yourself because you have children or because you are at a certain income level or because of your looks, let's not even talk about colorism. That's a real issue. You may be talking about because of your location. Whatever those beliefs are that you have, I want you to look for proof and evidence that it isn't true. Your brain is lying to you. Your brain is just trying to keep you safe and keep you protected because your brain is not wired to help you to find love. So you need to go look for the proof and evidence. Look on social media, look on YouTube, look in magazines, articles, blogs. Look for these relationships that show you that it's not true. Look in your friend circle, in your family circle, in your community, in your city. You know people right now that are in your shoes, in your situation. It may not be identical, right? But you can look at these different people's situations and say, that's not true. Wait, well, this woman found someone in this situation, and look for that evidence. Whatever evidence you want, you can find, okay? That's the first question. The second question is, what do I think I know that I don't? This is really, really important. If you want to get off of the emotionally attached bus, you want to get off of the anxious, the uncertainty bus, you have to start telling your truth. What do you actually know and what don't you know about relationships, about men, about yourself, about dating and courtship? What are you telling yourself that you do know that you actually don't? What do I think I know that I don't? Where are there gaps in my information, in my experience, where I'm telling myself that I already know, I already have the answers, I've already done everything that I actually don't know or actually haven't? Be honest with yourself. The only way to face a problem is to do it head on, which requires you to be transparent and honest with yourself first. The third question is, how will I create more certainty while dating and courting so that I stop emotionally attaching and attract better men? I want you to ask yourself this. How will you create more certainty? What things will you do? How are you going to close those gaps of the things that you think you know that you don't, so that you are creating more certainty, which will create more confidence, which will allow you to stop anxiously attaching so that you are making better relationship experiences and relationship decisions and relationship attracting better relationship experiences and attracting better men? Ask yourself those three questions. If you are a high-achieving woman and you want to book a 60-minute consultation to get clear on these things, then go to the link in the show notes. You can go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching. And on this call, we're going to get really clear on where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months. What's going on in your love life right now? We're going to take a snapshot of the last 6 months of your love life, what's actually going on in real time, and what exactly is holding you back. Even if you have all the answers to this question right now, having a call with an expert to make sure that your answers are on track with what's actually going on is only going to provide you with more clarity. It's only going to provide you with more clarity. So book your captivating session right now. You go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching while spots are open. And let's have a conversation to make sure that you are crystal clear so that you can close up those gaps on that uncertainty that you're feeling right now that's causing you to emotionally attach. It's causing you to attract the wrong men. That's causing you to keep chasing over and over again the same experiences with just a different face. All right, ladies, you have a wonderful, wonderful start to your week, and I'll talk to you soon. Our enrollment dates for the January cohort of the CCC 2.0 program is January 9th through the 20th. We're going to be opening up 10 spots for captivating sessions, which are our 60-minute calls where we're going to get really clear on where you want to be in the next 12 months in your love life, where you are right now, what's going on right now in your love life, and what exactly is holding you back. And you're going to walk away with the next best 3 steps in order to move your love life forward. We're going to get clear on if you are actually the right fit for the program. So this is going to be a perfect time for you to apply. We're opening up 10 call spots, but we're only going to accept 3 women into the program based upon who's going to be the best fit. So if you have been curious about CCC 2.0 and you are a successful woman who wants to feel more confident when it comes to dating and courtship so that you can stop emotionally attaching to men too soon, you want to meet a man who will commit, and you want a blueprint in order to court for commitment so that you can get married, this is the time to apply. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching in order to book your captivating session. You can go to the link in the show notes for details as well.